855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Michelle.
And we're bringing the
Alone. Together.
Well, that's
just
right.
The two of us, I think you were singing as that came in.
Yeah, I really shouldn't repeat that, though. It's not good. It's not good.
Come on, sing for us.
I think we're on day 10 of the Ian-less Free Talk Live.
Ian-less Free Talk Live.
Yep. Ian has been in jail for standing in front of a police vehicle that he felt was taking a young woman to jail unjustly, and they gave him 90 days. I'd like to point out this happened well over a year ago, and you know, they're supposed to bring a misdemeanor to trial within 6 months here in New Hampshire. Apparently, that didn't matter to the judges and all that all those folks. So, you know, just make what you want of it. It strangely, they departed from upwards from the sentence that they're supposed to give.
Well, but to clarify, it was actually 360 days.
That's true.
And 270 of those are suspended. Mm-hmm. Now, it's the same sentencing as the district court had recommended, 360 days, only they were willing to suspend 300 days, and he would therefore only have to serve 60.
That's right.
So it wasn't actually an increased sentence. It was an increase in time. However, did we ever determine whether or not he has to pay the $500 fine?
I don't know anything about the $500 fine. Frankly, all I care about is he gets his butt out of jail, he gets over here and gets to work. But
he should get his whole body out of jail, not just his butt.
Well, actually, it's his vocal cords that concern me the most. So.
And you already said that you don't know some of the buttons to push.
So I
you
don't
need,
know.
So you need his finger, too.
There are buttons that I don't.
His butt, his finger, and his vocal cord.
Indeed.
Oh, my.
Well, you know, this is Free Talk Live. You know, you can call in and take control of the airwaves.
Please
and,
do.
welcome to do such a thing. And we actually have a call on hold already, so let's go to Benjamin in California. Benjamin?
Hey, guys.
What's happening?
Is this Benjamin Bartholomew?
It is.
Right on. You're going to call and you're going to talk to us about a lemonade day, aren't you?
I am. How did you know?
Right on. Because I can read your mind all the way from here.
Well, I just wanted to say that tomorrow, you know, obviously is Lemonade Freedom Day. And very exciting for many people across the country. But what I thought was just going to be kind of a cool little thing that was going to happen, at least in my area, has kind of blown up.
Awesome. That thrills me because I have been unable to do much of anything with it here.
Well, there's supposed to be a lemonade thing going on here tomorrow.
I was thinking I was going to do a stand, but I was kind of nervous because of my pending charges. But I thought, okay, maybe I can convince somebody else to do a lemonade stand. I'll kind of support them. And what it's turned into is there are going to be so many lemonade stands tomorrow in our area, between 10 and 15, maybe 20. That I'm going to spend all day taking pictures and doing video.
Robert Fernandez is going to be thrilled because he's the one that's got this Lemonade Day, Liberation Lemonade Day, you know, going and everything. And I'm always impressed when people take it upon themselves. And I know I hooked up with, like, George Donnelly, who did opt out for TSA, and he's really a go-getter also. And it's just fantastic when, you know, someone can ignite a fire somewhere and people will run with that. You know, it's great.
Well, real quick, let's talk about what Lemonade Freedom Day is so the folks know. And then people are probably going to want to know what you've got charges for, too, Benjamin. You can't just go on and say, I got charges. You sound like an axe murderer or something.
No. Well, Lemonade Freedom Day was started by Robert Fernandez kind of as a response to all the kids who've had their lemonade stands shut down. We have video and news articles of kids who set up a lemonade stand, and then some bureaucrat, some thug with a clipboard comes in and says, you can't do this here. There are rules against this. You can't sell things without our permission.
I think the most recent, the one that was that kind of that was the catalyst were the two girls, I think they were sisters, who were trying to raise money so they could go to a water park. And it's like, you know, 110 degrees in Georgia right now or something, you know, and miserable. And they were using their own initiative, and the police came and said, you don't have a permit. And initially the mom was like, well, you know, they really are trying to, you know, learn some free market stuff and how to work and a work ethic and da-da-da. And the police pushed, and it's not like she backed down. She just simply stepped sideways and and now is letting the girls like do yard work or something. But in any case, you know, it wasn't a battle she was willing to take on. But certainly Robert Fernandez and other people, you know, rejected the idea that the police and the state have authority over what you put into your body, including lemonade.
Well, I think that this is also, it shows just how pervasive this idea that the government gives permission to people to do business. I mean, the fact is, trade is a right. It is a right that I trade, be able to trade with someone else, as long as it's voluntary. Nobody's getting coerced here. That's a right that humans have. And it has gotten to the point that the government decides if you can or cannot with these sort of permits. And if you need permission to do something, it is no longer a right. I mean, that's just the end story there. So that's the idea here.
You can get it to, you can express it to people easily and just go, you know, if they can tell you, if they can regulate you making a transaction with somebody else with lemonade, what can't they do? Where is the line
right
that's drawn?
I mean, to use the word right for that reason, because rights, I think, are something that are given to slaves and to children, you know, kind of like privileges. I like the idea that you just have, I like liberty because...
Sure.
So for me,
I don't know, liberty is something that's given to a soldier or somebody who's conscribed. I mean, I think that rights are an indication of ownership. I have the right to drive my car because it is my car.
Okay.
You don't have the right to drive my car.
Right.
But I could give you the liberty.
Correct. Okay.
I don't know.
It's
semantics.
Semantics. But we've defined our terms here and believe all three of us are on board with the idea that it's my body, it's my money, and I'm making a voluntary transaction. Bug off.
Right. And when you're talking about kids here, and mostly they're going after 7, 8, 9, 10-year-olds that have lemonade stands. It's you know, people are more accepting of the idea that if you open up a storefront and sell, you know, lemon smoothies or something like that, that you need to get an occupational permit and the health department has to come in and make sure that you've got all the, you know, required pieces of equipment to do such a thing and this, that, and the other. People can accept it for adults, but when it comes to kids, there's this sort of righteous indignation that rises up in people because so many remember having put up these lemonade stands. They're iconic.
Well, and I think, you know, in this area specifically, we kind of in a good position because we have everybody from the director of the Small Business Administration in this area, a county supervisor, and I think someone else, who are privately subsidizing kids to set a lemonade stand. They're saying, hey, if you set up a lemonade stand, we'll come by and we'll give you $20.
Wow.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay,
yeah,
so now this is a little, you know, provocative, but what about, you know, calling the police or someone and asking, you know, if those kids have a permit for that? Because the thing is I want to see, I don't want to see, you know, kids have their lemonades shut down, obviously, but what I do want to see is those adults who are standing behind them that provide the lemonade and the stand and the, you know, capital for the kids to make change with and everything, I would like them to take a position a little bit more strongly than anything we've seen any parents do in the past, you know? Parents have just been buckling, going, okay, I'll roll over.
At the very least, bring out cameras and confront the bureaucrats.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if any of that's going to happen. I do know that one of the kids who's going to start a lemonade stand had called up because of the private subsidy offer and set up to have a lemonade stand. When they were called back to confirm, hey, get the, you know, information and whatnot, the person who answered the phone, the mother, turns out to be a local law enforcement member and had no idea that their daughter went behind their back to set this up, but is going to go as allowing it. I do know it was in our local paper, Lemonade Stand, Lemonade Freedom Days, and it was in our local paper. I even believe the editor for our local paper, his daughter's in a Girl Scout troop that's going to be holding a lemonade stand, and they're going to donate all the proceeds to a local soup kitchen.
That's great.
So, oh, right on.
I doubt law enforcement will be sticking their foot in their own mouths here, you know.
Right. Well, and then that's one of the problems. When it makes too big, then you don't have any of the confrontation. There's, you know, no ground is really is gained particularly because, you know, the day comes, the day goes. I don't know.
Are you going to stick around and tell us about that bridge you were standing on?
I got another call that I've got to take. Benjamin, thanks for the call.
Yep, not a problem.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com?
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 Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com? Guess it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Alan Olson with Midas Resources, senior gold and silver broker since 1978. Over the last 3,000 years, gold has been a storehouse of wealth and has survived nearly 500 paper fiat currencies. Since the 1970s, the fiat U.S. paper dollar has lost over 90% of its purchasing power and is decreasing every day. With the U.S. government that is bent on reckless spending, gold and silver are your only safe havens of protection for your hard-earned paper dollars. Please contact me, Alan Olson, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 127, with your questions or purchases. Let's work together to preserve your assets. 1-800-686-2237, extension 127. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 127.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. It's Mark with you.
And Michelle.
We are on day 10 of the Ian-less Free Talk Live. You can go see what things are happening in the studio at cam.freetalklive.com. There's a chat room there for you. If you want to see what's going on and hear what's going on and talk to other people about what's going on the internet, it's cam.freetalklive.com. Okay, so you seem to be operating a little slower this August. Well, not me. I'm taking two golden capsules of Nature Bee Plant Pollen every day. I've been taking Nature B consistently for the last 18 months, and I feel better. I sleep better. I have more energy, and my digestive system works better. And now, here's Mike Buck with Nature B's Finish Off the Summer with a Bang plan.
Hello there. You know you're right, Mark. I'm telling you, gang. Look, everybody, it's hard to enjoy the great summer weather if you're too tired. And that's where Nature B Plant Pollen comes in from Clean Green New Zealand. It's a power pack. Every single vitamin, amino, mineral, and antioxidant you need, all occurring naturally. And what do you get? Better digestion, much better sleep, and the bottom line, which we all need, much more energy.
It seems everywhere you look these days, you see bottles and of tablets, bottles of pills and concoctions that promise you everything up to the moon. So why should we buy Nature B instead of any of those other products, Mike?
That's the bottom line, because it works. We stand by that. Now, what other company have you ever heard of giving you what we do, a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee? You can use Nature B for a full 9 months. If you don't feel the power of our pollen, we promise, you just send back the empty bottles for a 100% full refund. And remember, a giant six-month supply is just $99.95 plus delivery, 3 extra months for free, 37 little pennies a day to feel like $1 million. Why don't you make the toll-free call and let's prove it to you? 1-866-834-8355, all the way to New Zealand, 866-834-8355. Or, of course, it's online, Nature B's website, easy to operate, Nature B. That's naturebee.com.
You know, as I understand it, Mike, more than 90% of people that try Nature B continue getting Nature B and order it again. Is that right?
Yeah, and you know what? Who is going to order and reorder and reorder if it's not working? That's proof in the pudding, gang.
It's
and
obvious.
Besides that, no risk.
Absolutely. Everyone, be just like me. Don't wait. Get your Nature B today. Call 866-834-8355. I'm reordering. I continue to reorder. It's 866-834-8355 or click online to naturebee.com. Let's go straight into the calls with Celestina in Manchester. Celestina?
Hey, how's it going?
All is well? What do you want to talk about?
I also wanted to talk about Lemonade Freedom Day.
Okay.
I'm really excited because the derby team that I'm on, the Manch Vegas Roller Girls, are all going to be participating in it tomorrow.
Awesome. Nobody's going to mess with the roller derby team that's selling lemonade.
I hope not.
Well, are you girls going to be out there like in your, you know, short shorts and your shirts and doing it yourselves, or do you have some kids?
Yeah, absolutely. No, we're going to be doing it ourselves. We're actually having a car wash tomorrow, and thought we'd, you know, I suggested that we add a little bit of activism to it.
Awesome.
And, you know, this is partially a shameless plug, because, like I said, we're having a car wash and the lemonade stand. And it's
don't worry. Most of the people listening aren't in Manchester, New Hampshire, and won't be coming by.
Well, just in case somebody is, it's at the Beauty Saloon at 727 Mass Road in Manchester. So
tell me about these uniforms that you guys gals have. I have not seen, I don't know nothing about this roller derby team. What's the name of it?
Manch Vegas Roller Girls.
Okay, I think maybe I've heard of them, because there are roller derby seems to be kind of coming alive here in this area. I don't know if it is around the nation.
You know, when I came up from Nashville, and a girlfriend of mine, Susan, she is on a roller derby team, and they like have gone to nationals and they travel all over, and it's pretty, you know, they're pretty hardcore.
It's getting popular.
Yeah, again, it was popular when I was
big.
A kid.
I think there's like 4 or 5 teams now in New Hampshire.
And where do you guys play? I mean, do you have, roller rinks? I mean, it could only be my assumption.
It's the new rave of, you know.
It must be.
The decade.
We have our home games at the Westside Arena. That's during our off-season. I mean, during their off-season, because the rest of the time it's covered in ice.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, cool. Well, good luck with the Lemonade Freedom Day lemonade stand / car wash.
Right. You're going to post pictures and everything, right?
I just wanted to say that my point in calling is I think it's so awesome that everybody was so outraged over this that, like, an entire group of people that, you know, aren't the FSP are going to participate in this activism.
That is.
Because it's such a ridiculous thing.
And thanks for organizing it, Celestina.
Hey, no problem. It'll be fun.
Let's go to Aaron in Ohio. Aaron?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's happening?
Okay, so Michelle Bachmann just recently won the Ohio, not the Ohio, but the
Michelle
Iowa.
Michelle Bachmann's an idiot. Really? You're going to make me talk about her? Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I can't believe it. You're going to depress me. I'm hungry. I'm a little bit grouchy, a little bit tired, and you're just going to, like, sink me, buddy.
It is talk radio, Michelle.
Okay.
Well, it's actually not exclusively about her. It's about this other guy. But anyway, she just recently won the Ohio straw poll last week. And
the Iowa Ames straw poll, too.
That's what I meant. That's what I said.
Okay.
I'm sorry if I mispronounced. There was this guy that she was working with called Peter Waldron, who is responsible for help getting Christian voters on her side. And
okay.
There is this really disturbing article about him, about his a little bit about his past. That I got to say, is just really, really makes it that really this guy is just really disturbing, and it makes the fact that Michelle Bachmann would trust this guy makes even her seem more disturbing. So basically,
I don't know anything about him. You're gonna have to tell me.
Oh, that's what I'm gonna do. I just thought for food here. So Waldron was in Uganda, which is a country in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Heard of it? Yeah.
Yes.
He was posing as a CIA agent over there. Of course, he's not one, okay? Get that clear. And he was working with the government to help pass legislation that would make being homosexual punishable by the death penalty.
Yeah, they've had some problems with that over there, that they can be very hostile towards homosexual people in some African countries.
Yeah, and this guy was working with high ranking people, like a pastor or something, over to help promote this bill. And while he was helping promote this, he was arrested over there for possessing illegal possession of assault rifles. Just days before the country's first multi-party election in two decades. And basically this guy, and he was basically arrested, he was charged with terrorism and spent some time in jail there. But apparently the Bush administration intervened and had him set free in 2002. So now he's over here in America working. He's now working with Michelle Bachmann in some way and helped her secure Christian voters for her campaign, which is the fact that this guy has a very disturbing history. The fact that he helped support a bill that would make that would basically, in a country where where the crime for being homosexual is punishable by death.
Death,
and
yeah.
And this guy supported that. Now he's working with Michelle Bachmann, a woman who is basically trying, this terrible, disgusting human being who wants to take away gay rights from places where they have them and keep other places from ever getting them. You know, she wants to ban pornography. I mean, she's basically just another conservative.
And pornography
person.
In general. I this is the other part that people, you know, they get all upset about the gay thing with Michelle Bachmann. But, you know,
yeah.
So many people don't realize how their lives would be affected by this. How many people look at porn online,
right.
And what would Michelle Bachmann want to do to you?
And you don't have to call her disgusting to be able to annihilate her arguments. You know what I mean? So let's get to that.
Well, hold the line here, Aaron. We'll get back to you.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by The Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by The Las Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by The Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800 800- 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
$855-450-FREE. It's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
And Michelle.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. I get it. As a matter of fact, I get it twice a day. I don't know if there's two ways to sign up or whatever, but it's freedomsphoenix.com. Check out the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com. There we have many dozens of pictures of ladies who have sent in photos proving that they listen to Free Talk Live in some way, shape, or form. Not a beauty contest, just a way that program directors can see that, well, in fact, lovely ladies do listen to Free Talk Live. It's shrine.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Aaron in Ohio. Aaron?
Yeah, still here.
So, Michelle, you wanted to say something about Michelle Bachman to Aaron?
Well, I'll just, you know, rather than call her disgusting, let's talk about the stupid things she says and her behaviors as opposed to just her as a person. I just prefer to do that because, you know, ad hominems are just not helpful in...
Sometimes they're faster, though.
Yeah, okay. Well, so... Are you familiar with the her claim while she was here in New Hampshire? What I love about New Hampshire and what we have in common is our extreme love for liberty. You're the state you're the state where the shot was heard around the world in Lexington and Concord. No, that was Massachusetts. No.
I kind of feel like that one's almost understandable. I mean, I certainly made it in my life at one point or another. Granted, I was younger.
And you weren't running for president, and you weren't
but
in
that's the
state
thing,
of New Hampshire.
When you're running for president, so many of the things that you say are going to be heard. Go on. Give me another one.
No, no, no. Okay, so let's get back to our caller, and then I'll just intersperse with my idioms here.
Aaron?
Yeah, well, all I could say is that Michelle Bachman having this Peter Waldron guy on helping her and the things that he was caught doing in a Uganda. I got to say, I don't know. I don't think it would hurt Michelle Bachmann, but there's something about her that the fact that she would trust this guy for what he used to do, that just makes me say, no, you stay away from me.
I've got to say that it's particularly creepy that she has a guy that was somehow, you know, crusading to see a gays killed in Uganda.
Yeah.
That's to me particularly icky.
And you know, I don't know. I'm a Christian, and so the fact that there is someone that is calling for the murder of people in the name of Christ just repulses me. You know,
I'm a Quaker, so I know.
Right. So you know, I mean, if we're gonna go with the Christian perspective that, you know, Jesus died for all your sins, of them, and that he said that the law has been fulfilled, all of the law has been fulfilled, and that, you know, everything can be summed up in two things: love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, love your neighbor as yourself. It doesn't say anything about judging. Nothing. We are not to judge. And so, you know, even if you believe that homosexuality or promiscuity or whatever sexual sin, that kind of behavior is sin, well, it's defined as being sin against your own body. So it's different than theft or murder or abuse in any way, and it's really no one's business.
Sin is sin too.
Yep.
So this, you know, coveting your neighbor's wife or his car or whatever. This is and the things that everybody does on a pretty regular basis. Normal sins are just as bad or whatever as homosexuality. I would put sins of against your neighbor in the sense of, you know, committing crimes in a higher level. That's my personal aspect, but the Bible doesn't say that. It just says that sin is sin, and it's really clear that you should remove the plank from your own eye before you go after that mote in somebody else's.
Absolutely. So,
Aaron, thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE, SACL toll-free call-in line.
So she actually also thought that it was interesting that back in the 70s when the swine flu initially broke out, that it was under another Democrat. She thought it was an interesting coincidence.
Oh, God.
Right. Exactly.
Not only is AIDS a punishment for being gay, it's a punishment for having a Democratic president.
Right.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with that?
Yeah. But, so, you know, are you going to be voting?
I likely will vote for, I'll certainly vote in the primary. When it comes to the presidential election, you know, and you're going to give me the choice between a warmonger A and warmonger B, I'm going to have a very difficult time choosing between those.
Mm-hmm.
I basically traded my vote, the last time, and I will likely do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what are you going to do?
So you'll be voting for Ron Paul in the primary?
Likely. I will vote for Ron Paul in the primary or Gary Johnson or something like that. Gary's campaign doesn't seem to be getting any legs underneath it, whereas the Ron Paul campaign just won the Ames, Iowa straw poll, and that heartens me.
He shouldn't have been rude to me. He would be doing better now.
You think so? Apparently you believe in voodoo. What was the story that you wanted to get into here?
Oh, yes. The West Memphis 3. Are you familiar with these three gentlemen who, back when they were 16, 17, 18 years old, they were arrested for the torture and murder of three 8-year-old boys who were Cub Scouts?
I do remember this story.
They're now grown men, and they are to be set free. It's a little interesting how this is coming about. Despite there being no DNA evidence at the site, in fact, there was DNA hairs and things like that of other people, but not of these three.
Okay.
So there was nothing to connect them to the crime. They were arrested and they've served 17 years in prison. One of the gentlemen has actually been on death row. So what has happened is they're being set free on what is known as it's a plea deal, essentially.
Okay.
And how it comes about is if you are innocent of something and the state believes you to be innocent of that, however, if you were to be tried in a court, the jury, there's, you know, you believe that the jury would still find you guilty,
sure.
then you go ahead and you accept this plea.
Is that a nolo contendere?
No, it's not a NOLO contendere. It's the state B something or other. I'm going to have to find it here in a second. Sorry, it disappeared from me. But
I don't trust juries myself, frankly. I mean, you know, they seem to be hit or miss.
Right. Well, I mean, we saw that with Ian, how he was found not guilty of he was found guilty of the police interference.
Right, the obstruction of the police, but he was found not guilty of. Frankly, I think the jury found the only way the jury could find in that way. It's what the judge did that bothered me so much. I think that Ian had an opportunity to preach to 12 people. He took that opportunity. He believes in not taking plea deals. I'm sure, you know, when the prosecutor, rightly, and, you know, he's doing his job, pointed out that, look, if every time somebody disagrees with what the police are doing, whether it's for a political reason or a personal reason, they stand in front of a cop car, we're going to have a lot of people standing in front of a lot of cop cars, and cops aren't going to get anything done, and it'll be chaos! And, you know, brings down fire and brimstone, and what else could the jury do?
Right.
I mean, that's all I can see. I'm not saying I like the idea that Ian was found guilty. I'm just saying that it seemed like a reasonable course of events as things went by. What I have the biggest problem with is that, A, the judge let a case be brought in front of him, just dismissed the whole speedy trial argument when the case was more than twice the length of the speedy trial. The explanations were stupid. Duh, we didn't know. It wasn't our fault. It was essentially the defense of the prosecution. Right. And
prosecution had a horrible closing argument and closing statements as well.
Secondly, the judge departed above about 50% above the sentence that was previously handed down by a lower court. I found that to be despicable. Why? For a jury trial? Really?
So this is called the Alford plea.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
In a world where government control is on the wane and freedom can be bought for a reasonable price, one man will unite with a former public transportation worker, a shady senator's runaway daughter, two orphans, a retired space marine, an alien, and an intelligent spider, and journey together beyond the outer reaches of human civilization to protect the future of human liberty. Also, there are space cows. Read it online now at burningrockranch.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. Go check out the website at freetalklive.com, where we've got the shop.freetalklive.com. If you do some shopping online, whether it's at Newegg or Amazon, please go through shop.freetalklive.com. In that way, not only do you get the same prices, you get the same great service, all the things that you expect from these great retailers, but Free Talk Live gets a little spiff too. It's shop.freetalklive.com. Have you ever wondered how they could possibly fix the debt crisis in Washington? Jeff Marone, a Harvard economist, makes it real clear what the problem is and proposes a solution. Go see this video and several others of that I've picked out at learnliberty.org/FTL. This video is it's about a minute and a half long. There's not much to see there, but it in the sense that it's short, but it's really succinct, and he gets the point out very quickly. And encapsulates in a way that you can transfer to other people. You can like it on your Facebook, as a matter of fact, and all your friends can see it. When you're there at learnliberty.org/FTL, check out the Learn Liberty Academy link on the right-hand side. It's a course for people who want free, online, continuing education in economics, philosophy, liberty, and rights. learnliberty.org/FTL.
So as I was saying, these three now grown men accepted this plea deal, the Alford plea, which is rarely used agreement that recognizes the imperfection of the legal system that's claimed. And basically what they do is they say that they're guilty, even though the state says that they're not. They're not actually exonerated, but they are set free. And it's on account of the belief that there's no way that a jury would find them innocent, even if they are. So, excuse me, one of the fathers of the three boys who were murdered was very upset and said that he believes the three men are innocent and that releasing them without exonerating them is a crime and an outrage.
How do you exonerate somebody without them being willing to take it to trial? I had a similar situation like this come up in my case. I was released by a ruling of the Florida Supreme Court from I was in prison for 8 years and 7 months of my life for a secondary murder charge. And by a ruling of the Florida Supreme Court, I was very close to release. Essentially, a ruling that they made shortened my sentence by a great deal. And I had the option of either going to work release or taking my case back to trial. I had a new evidence that I could introduce, my co-defendant saying that my participation was minimal or whatever. And essentially, I had that in a sworn affidavit that was notarized and all that other stuff. I've got it somewhere. I don't know where it is, frankly. It's at my mom's house. But I've got, I had the choice. Do I want to go back to trial and sit in jail? Oh, maybe 2 years, maybe a year while they get around to finally pulling this court case up and then taking the chance of sitting in front of a jury and having them, dredge up decade-old information and try to figure this stuff out, hash this stuff out? Or do I want to just go to work release, do 6 months there, and then be out? I'm going to take the plea. That's
right.
What I did.
Right. And one of the three gentlemen was up for, he was on death row.
Yeah, right.
And so, you know, it was a little bit of cost-benefit analysis for the other two.
Sure.
So in any case, they're free. And this was something that was supported by, like, Eddie Vedder and Johnny Depp. So it got a lot of publicity,
because
of that. And the three, you know, gentlemen that are being freed said, you know, look at all of the time and the money that's been wasted on our trial and on our imprisonment, and nothing's been done to look for the actual murders of
right,
the
three
boys.
That's what happens when they pick the wrong guy. They're not looking for the right people.
Right.
Let's go to Ty in Tennessee. Ty?
Hey, good evening. I wanted to talk a little bit about something that I believe it was Frank called in last night about Ron Paul.
Okay.
And he made a mention about something that, to the effect that the measure of Ron Paul's effectiveness would be measured by how much legislation he has done. And I think that's actually backwards. I think the fact that Dr. No is in Congress and has the record for voting no more than any man in U.S. history is actually a better measure of his effectiveness. You know, the Code of Federal Regulations is so large that if it fell on a man, it would crush him.
Oh, yeah.
How many laws does this nation need? Beyond, you know, the non-aggression principle, what laws do we really need? So why do we need professional legislators creating new laws every year?
That does seem to be what they, but you know, the legislators, so they legislate, right? I would much rather have a legislator than unlegislated, frankly, but I, you know, and also, why, if you were Ron Paul, why would you spend all this time writing all this legislation that you know is going to be shot down, rather than putting all your will and effort behind the Federal Reserve legislation that he's put out on quite a few situations? I remember Ron Paul actually led a lawsuit, and the federal government said that a U.S. representative didn't have standing in this case. I mean, you know, he was one of several people on it, so citizens and legislators didn't have standing on this lawsuit. Who the heck has standing? So, I mean,
yeah.
You know, Ron Paul's been kicked down the stairs so many times by these people. It doesn't surprise me that he doesn't spend his time writing legislation that they can ignore.
Exactly. You know, so I just think that I think Frank had it wrong as far as the effectiveness of a legislator or a congressman is not gauged upon the legislation they create, but the impediments that they remove.
Well, at the same time, he was extolling the virtues of a McKinney, whatever her first name is.
The Green Party,
As I recall, I mean, I can't say that I'm a Cynthia is her name. I can't say I'm an expert on Cynthia McKinney or anything like that. But I seem to recall her putting in some really bat-esque crazy stuff, like she's a tried and true, dyed-in-the-wool socialist, and I'm not interested in what, and by socialist I mean she believes the government owns the means of production. Now, frankly, some people will call me on this, and it's really true. I believe that anybody who believes in a monolithic, top-down, monopolistic state is a socialist, because if somebody can tax me as a business or tax me as an individual on property that I own, whether that's real estate or whether it's the labor that I have, then they in fact do own the means of production. If they can tax me on my land and take my land away because I don't pay them a quit rent or tithe to the Lord or whatever they want to call this thing, then they must own the land. And so, therefore, if they own the land, and many states have, by the way, taxes on the capital that you have as far as equipment and things when you're in business, then they own the means of production. If they own the means of production, then it's a socialist government. So, therefore, most governments that we've seen in this world have been socialist. And I don't think we need more of that. And I think Cynthia McKinney is more of that.
I think that any governance that goes beyond the protection of property rights is by necessity going to be socialist and actually detrimental to society in the long run.
But don't you think it's exciting that there are two women running together, a president-vice president ticket, they're of Afro-descendant, you know? I mean, these are the
That was 2008, though.
Pardon me?
That was 2008, Cynthia McKinney ran. I don't know if she's going to run again.
Right, but I thought that's what you were, whom you were talking about.
We were. It's okay. Exciting. I guess, you know, so this is what I've said about Barack Obama as the candidate, and some people take it harshly,
but
and it's not intended to be.
People get hung up on those things. Right. Oh, but it's a woman, and they're black.
Right, and that's the thing, is the very best thing to me about Barack Obama is he's black, which is a really sad thing to say about somebody.
My kids are more black than he is, though. He's only 16% black. My kids are blacker than he is, but to look at their skin, you would think that they're... they're more fair than I am.
Race tends to be a perceptual thing, sadly. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, go ahead.
I just wanted to say that's really the bottom line. I just wanted to say as far to Frank that I don't think a congressman's value is measured in the legislation that they produce because there is just far too much useless legislation produced. And the legislation that Ron Paul has introduced has been to end tyranny, tyrannical behavior. He's, you know, wanting to shine light on the Fed. And that is really the big beast that holds the United States in bondage.
Thanks, Ty. Give us a call at 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. Yeah, you know, I mean, when you're talking about, I'm glad that Barack Obama, that somebody was elected who is African American, so that it can be proven that this sort of thing can be done. I would have preferred to see somebody like Herman Cain or
Alan Keyes even would have been better,
or Colin Powell or any of these guys. I think would have been a better choice, frankly. You know, when you're talking about a guy's color, something he can't control versus his mind, it's a sad state of affairs.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated, so send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hey guys, look, prostate problems are no laughing matter. And if you're tired of getting up at night or it takes forever for you to go, then it's time to do something. The prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow for 15 years. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's www.prostateformula.com. Found in fine drugstores everywhere.